David, we're here in the Gradski Stadium in Podgorica in Montenegro. What's your thoughts?
I've been here before with the Northern Ireland national team, so the pitch looks fantastic. A tight little surrounding area, so the players are, as you can see, warming up. And so we'll get a good training session under their belt tonight and look forward to the game tomorrow night.
It's great to be at this stage, the first time in 50-odd years that we've been in a third round of European competition. We've got the appetite for this now, haven't we? And the draw is made for the fourth round, so you're going to be greedy, aren't you?
You have to. And a game without sounding presumptuous or arrogant or whatever else, yeah, well, we look forward to the draw this morning. We had a look at it to see what the possibilities are. So, again, the challenge is put in front of us now. It's the here and now, which is important, and the here and the now is tomorrow night. This will be a tough ask because the Stadiums are a good side, and again, people maybe at home and maybe looking from afar might think that they're average, but they're a strong side. They're Montenegrin champions. They've done pretty well to get through the first round in the Champions League against Bratislava. So they're there on merit, and it'll be a tough ask tomorrow night, but the players are, yeah, you said it, they've got a little bit of the appetite now. They're enjoying it. I said before, and I've said it publicly in the press and to yourself, that I know how important these trips can be as a bonding exercise, and the players have took everything on board, and we look forward to again another challenge tomorrow night.
And you sense in ourselves we're getting stronger with each game, as you would expect, you know, with the passage of time.
Yeah, again, that's the hope. Again, we went on the training venture, the training camp to Marbella early in the season, and it seems like a lifetime ago, to be honest, how many games we've played since. But again, we will have to protect two or three of the players tomorrow night. Two or three of them will probably step out tomorrow night and make sure that we're ready for Saturday against the Institute and hopefully the home leg next week. So, but whatever team we play tomorrow night, players stepping in, the good thing is, and the beauty is at the minute, is we've got good players to step in when somebody's missing. So I'll be down to them to hopefully go and put a performance on tomorrow night.
It's some turnaround, isn't it? We went from Rosenberg quickly to the Faroes to quickly to here. You know, it's hard to keep pace with this, isn't it?
It's difficult. It's difficult for the players. And again, I thank them for their full commitment and their level of desire and whatever else that they've showed over a short period of time. So the only problem with that at times can be obtaining footage of the opposition that you're playing against. We went into basically the Tórshavn game, the first leg, a little bit blindfolded, having not seen a lot of them. Again, we go into this, and basically the only footage that we have of these ones are, you know, the two games against Bratislava and the two Champions League games against Apoel. So you're trying to pick the bones out of that. We will get a better look at them tomorrow night. And I say that hopefully then, fingers crossed, that getting a good look at them tomorrow night then gives us an opportunity to go back to Belfast next Tuesday night, hopefully still in the tie.
And that is the task for tomorrow, is to keep the game alive, you know, to give us something to go at next Tuesday and hopefully get a good crowd out at Windsor Park next week.
Yes, that's the plan, that's the aim. We will be pushing hopefully tomorrow night for an away goal, which is important at this stage, that when you go into an away leg, the first game, that you try and push for an away goal. So whatever the scoreline is leading into last sort of 10 minutes tomorrow night, we'll certainly be pushing for an away goal to take back to Belfast when we play them next Tuesday night.
And we have the belief that we can do that, of course, don't we?
We've got the players who can do it. We have the belief in the players and the defensive structure that they proved last week against a decent Tórshavn team, that they could keep a clean sheet. So we've got goals in the team. We've got goals in and around wide areas and hopefully midfield. And we've not scored this year or the start of the season from a set play. And again, it's something that we will look to add to the game tomorrow night. And hopefully, maybe some dangerous set plays and maybe one of our centre halves or bigger, stronger players going and getting their head in one of them.
Heat could be a factor because it's been boiling hot here all day, but at match time now it's sort of reasonable, but that could be deceiving perhaps.
Yeah, it's reasonable. As you say, it's been very warm, certainly yesterday and today. So again, that was part of the plan when we went initially on the training camp to Marbella to get used to, first and foremost, get the fitness, build the fitness levels up, but also in preparation for the European campaign ahead, that we were prepared that if we did arrive in an arena like this, in a country like this, where the temperatures were going to be high 20s, come the game, that the players would have done a little bit of preparation and work towards that. So again, we Belfast is hot at times. You have to train on cold, wind, rain, hail, snow, whatever it is, and sometimes sunshine. So the players are well used to whatever weather it's thrown upon us tomorrow night.
I think there's about reports of about 50 supporters who've made their way to Dubrovnik and various parts of the Adriatic coast at short notice. It's tremendous loyalty to get people out here at whatever the cost is as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure it won't be cheap to get here. But again, obviously coming off the back of the game on Thursday, when you hear reports that some of the fans straight away were booking flights and hotels on the Friday to arrive here today and maybe tomorrow leading into the game, is, I say their support certainly doesn't go unrecognised and unnoticed. And you know, certainly from myself and the players, I always say it, that you know, their support and backing certainly helps make these journeys certainly worthwhile. And say, hopefully we can give them something to shout about the game tomorrow night.
A special day for you personally, and the best possible present would be a good result tomorrow night for 40th birthday today, and a few wee surprises for you today. Yes. But the best surprise would be a really good result tomorrow, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't think, again, that wouldn't be a surprise to me, because these players have threw everything at it so far this season and they've given me so much. But as you say, a couple of nice surprises today, and you know, bringing in a birthday cake, obviously yourself and the chairman and a couple of other board members. And obviously the players at lunchtime was a surprise. Not being at home at times like this, speaking to the kids and the wife and everybody else, can be difficult. But I say, I'm manager at Linfield for a reason. This is my job, this is my career. And I say, I love the challenge of not only the day-to-day stuff, but the nights like this, times like this, being away and being the manager of this football club. So hopefully bring it on tomorrow night, and I say, it'll be a nice birthday present tomorrow night if we come away with a positive result.
As each and every one of them players would say, fortune favours the brave, David.
Correct, Andy, yes.